Now, Chew on This, your health and wellness headlines and media propaganda report with Dr. David Friedman and the poster child of sassiness, the author of the Skinny Bitch book series, Kim Barnuin.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. Let's get right to our first headline. GNC, the world's largest nutrition retail chain, is being sued by the Oregon Attorney General for selling illegal workout and fat-burning supplements. One ingredient in question, Pyclemon, is used in Russia as an anti-anxiety drug. The second one is called BMPEA, recognized by the FDA as a safe food substance, but it's considered illegal when sold as a weight loss supplement. GNC faces 4,000 violations that carry up to $25,000 each. That's a whopping $100 million in damages. Kim, before we chew on this topic, I want to add a little food for thought. Pyclemon is formed by a combination of vitamin B3 and GABA, an amino acid that's found in tomatoes. It's been linked to zero deaths. The other ingredient, BMPEA, was banned after a 53-year-old Swedish woman suffered a stroke after taking the product after she worked out. Scientists submitted evidence showing her stroke was not related to the ingredient. Kim, what's your take on this devastating lawsuit?
Interesting. I like what you just pointed out. My first reaction was just utter surprise because this is a huge company. They've been around for a long time. And I know I've shopped there for years and years and years, and I've always been very happy with them, so it really shocked me.
Yeah, and you know, it's a bit troubling. I feel the FDA is going to ban a supplement that hasn't killed anyone, another one that's supposedly linked to causing one stroke, yet here's the key, Kim. They approved the arthritis drug Vioxx, which killed 60,000 people. The attorney general didn't sue Merck for millions of dollars like they're doing to GNC. Thousands of deaths have been attributed to ibuprofen use, but you know, the attorney general doesn't sue Advil and Motrin for $100 million like GNC. Why? Follow the money. Fat burners compete against big pharma. Ibuprofen products do not. Kim, does that kind of make you go, hmm?
Oh, absolutely. And you know, you think about all of these natural substances and things that the FDA can't get their hands on, they can't have anything to do with, that are helping so many people. Well, it pisses them off. No money in their pockets.
Yeah. And what do you think that the FDA is looking at a supplement somebody took prior to having a stroke and they said, oops, that's the cause? Kim, what if this woman from Sweden had coffee that morning of her stroke? Can we blame the caffeine? I mean, 15 million people suffer strokes. 15 million people. Can we blame them? One isolated supplement? To me, that's not evidence.
No, not at all. And it really just does boil down to money. And, you know, people wanting to point their finger at somebody. And, you know, GNC is a big company and apparently an easy target now.
Yeah, and you know, the definition of a drug, just so you know, folks, is anything that cures, treats, or prevents a disease is labeled as a drug, meaning you got to be real careful with supplements. Any type of claim that you can burn fat, that you can cure this, prevent that, by standard definition, is a drug. It can't be sold. So it's, you know, I'm not a fan of a lot of the weight loss bodybuilding supplements sold at GNC, so I'm not advocating those, but I like a fair playing field. We need a standalone dietary supplement enforcement agency that has no ties to lobbyists, big pharma, or big government. Don't you agree, Kim, that we need a standalone?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And you know what? I'm the same way. I don't go into GNC for these, you know, bodybuilding formulas and anything. I don't get into that, but I do think that this is just, if there's an agenda behind it from somebody, then that's not it's not someone that needs to be in this scheme of things altogether.
Yeah, I agree. Now, you think the FDA regulates toenail fungus medications, so, and the Attorney General supervises the DEA and Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. To have these groups also regulate nutritional products, I'm sorry, it makes no sense. We need a change. Anyway, let's go to our second chew on. Interesting. A study recently, moderate coffee drinking may be linked to a reduced risk of death. This according to the American Heart Association. Those who regularly drink moderate amounts of coffee, less than 5 cups per day, experienced a lower risk of deaths from cardiovascular disease, neurological diseases, type 2 diabetes, and suicide. Kim, do you partake in this jobolution?
You know what? I'm not a coffee drinker, and I wish that I was so that I could say like how it's doing anything to my body per se, but,
right.
You know, looking at these studies, I mean, these are huge studies that have been done, and the numbers are astonishing as well. So it really kind of perked my ears up. You know, one of the things, that I was, you know, interested in is this, how it could boost dopamine production in the brain.
Right.
And you know, but here they say 4 more cups a day. People were 20% less likely to suffer from depression. I mean, it's a lot of coffee, first of all.
Yeah. I was shocked they classified moderate as 5 daily cups or less. That's moderate? 5 cups? I'd be spinning.
That's a lot of coffee.
Yeah, it was like, I thought I had to read that twice. Is that a 2 or is it a 5? I'm like, you know, for me, you know, more and more research is percolating on the health benefits of coffee. I think coffee is great, but it's not for everyone. I've always stressed that coffee, the caffeine in there can actually dehydrate the body, making it more prone to muscle spasms, back pain, arthritis pain. I see it with patients all the time. They guzzle coffee. They don't drink enough water. So I think drinking coffee in moderation and staying hydrated, that's the key. I think that's fine.
Right. You know, and I think that, I think it does have a lot of benefits. You know, that they say that it could it be the antioxidants that are in there? Could it be the brewing method that plays a role? You know, researchers are kind of not really sure exactly the key components in there that, you know, have these benefits. But, you know, the Harvard Medical Group was talking about how it can cut, help people with type 2 diabetes than people who drink either no coffee at all or a smaller amount. So, you know, the numbers are pretty impressive, but the amounts are pretty big.
Right. Don't gob it with a bunch of cream and sugar and whipped cream. Of course, that defeats the whole health benefits.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Then that just kind of, coincides. It's not going to be, because people, all those creamers with the dry creamers especially, I can't believe those are still around. And
I know. I like xylitol is a great natural sweetener. It mixes really good with coffee. It's from the birch tree. So that's a natural source. And mix that with some black coffee and you're fine there. And maybe a little bit of, almond milk, a tad to that would help. That's good. Hey, we might have time for a coffee trivia question. I got one here, Kim. See if you're on your toes here. The name cappuccino comes from, see if you got this, the drink's resemblance to the brown clothing worn by the Capuchin monks, the color of Capuchin monkey's fur, Pacino, the Italian word for light brown one, or the size of the cup in which it's commonly served. Which one of those is where the name cappuccino comes from?
I like maybe the size of the cup that it's served in, but I'm probably going to be wrong.
See, I would have thought Pacino, the Italian. No, it's actually it's named after the brown clothing worn by the Capuchin monks. That's where it gets its name. So I guess if they spill a Starbucks cappuccino on them, no one will notice. So that's kind of interesting. They don't mind any spills. What about this one? Last one. The word espresso means speeded up, bold, forced out, black, and intense. Which one of those?
Speed it up.
Speed it up. That's what I would think of it. No, it actually means forced out. So that's what espresso means. Yeah. So I guess when a bank forecloses on your property, you've been espressoed.
I love it. That's great.
That's interesting. That's great. Well, we're espressoed out of here. We're out of time. So I want to thank everybody for joining us for another episode of Chew on This, and you can actually read my blog article on the GNC lawsuit at toyourgoodhealthradio.com. You can also listen to podcasts of previous Chew on This segments on that site. Share them with friends, family, post them on Facebook, listen to them while driving to work during your evening walk. Hey, Kim and I can join you while you're soaking in the bath or laying in the bed. Sounds cozy to me. We're there for you wherever you go. Just plug it in, listen. We've got tons of chew-ons to choose from on the website. Join us there. More to come after this short break. Make sure you stay tuned and stay well.